Today's daf is Erevin, daf Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey, and we are in Perak Makol Ma'arvin, third Perak of Maseches Erevin, discussing the issues of accessibility of an Erev. So, Lamed Dalan and Mabez, we started the Mishnah yesterday. The Mishnah discussed the issue of an Erev is there, and it's mutter to eat. There's no Isser on it, like the previous Mishnah said. The only problem is, and it's in my Rishus. The only problem is, I can't get to it, because it's locked up in a box, and I lost the key. So what do I do? So the Mishnah said, according to Machlokas, the Mishnah said the Tanakama holds, it's okay. Hareze Eir, if it's okay, even though you lost the key. And Rabbi Elazar holds, no. If you don't know, Shaha Mafteach Bimkomo, you have no idea. Eino Eiruv. We were medayik from those words we mentioned from the Ravid, that if you know that the Mafteach is Bimkomo, you just don't know what Mekomo is, so that's okay. Because we assume eventually you're going to remember where you put it. The only case that is being discussed under the in the Mishnah is if I don't know where the key is. I lost it. It might be somewhere else. It's not like I put it somewhere for safekeeping and I just don't know where it is, but I totally lost it. So in that case, Rav Elazar holds that it is not a good Erev. This, by the way, could be part of the reason why we put the Erev, Tchumin, Chatzeros, or especially Chatzeros, which is what the more common one today, we put it, another reason why we put it in a shul, in a public place. Not only because, so it doesn't get lost, so everybody knows where it is, but also so that it's always accessible, and everybody could, if nobody goes away for Shabbos, you don't have to worry about it being locked into somebody's house. There are various reasons why it was put in the shul we mentioned in the past, but that is also could solve the problems of avada personal mafteach in somebody's house. So we mentioned, the Gemara says, let's go back, v'yamai, why is it good according to the Tanakhama, hu b'makam echad be'ruva b'makam acher, who, right, the Erev is locked up. So it's as if they're in different reshuyos. So why should it be good? So, first answer, Rav Shmuel da Amri Travayu, what's the case of the Mishnah? B'migdal shel levana maskinan. We're talking about a chest of bricks, made of bricks, Rabbi Meiri, and it's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Why is it important that it's bricks? So it's easy, you can knock it down. You can take it apart. Rashi says, Shenoach lesosro. You're able to knock down the bricks. Just push them off from each other. For Rabbi Meir, and it's Rabbi Meir, and the Mishnah's following Rabbi Meir's opinion, the Tanakhama, the Amar Poches, the Chachil of an Hotel, Rabbi Meir holds that you're allowed to crush, you're allowed to destroy certain items on Shabbos, we'll see if it's Shabbos, Vinotel, and take out what you want from inside. The Tzad, as the Mishnah says, Bayashimalu, where did Rabbi Meir say this? In the Mishnah Mesechas Beitza, Bayashimalu, who peros sasum, vinifchas. If you have a house that's totally full with fruit, that's closed up, but then it somehow gets open, part of it cracks and collapses. Note, the Tanakhama there says, you're only allowed to take from, squeeze your hand in and take from the place that broke off. Rabbi Meir, Omer, no. Poches v'note, alachanchila. You can even go straight in and take and break the rest of the structure and go to what's inside. It's a Shabbos need. If you need to do makalkal, if you need to do a destructive act in order to get to what's inside, that would be mutter. So stop there for a minute. The Gemara is going to limit it in a couple of minutes to certain halachas only apply to Yontif and Shabbos, but halacha l'maisa, Tosfos here, as we mentioned yesterday, deals with this case. Halacha l'maisa. Our Gemara says that according to Rabbi Meir, poches l'chachil of an hotel, sometimes you're allowed to open, you're allowed to break open structures in order to get to what's inside. Is that a rule that we hold of? Is that a rule that applies always? Tosfos quotes in Dibur Maschel v'yamai, v'yim tomar, v'ha hashtos al gadaydach, in the question of the Gemara. Before we got to the answer of, oh, we're talking about bricks, we thought it was a migdal of eitz. We thought it was wooden, which is a real kli. That's what we thought. And if that's true, then what's the problem with, oh, your erev is not in the right spot? V'amai parech, hari mutru l'shaber es akli v'lita masha besocho. We know from elsewhere, you're allowed to break things open on Shabbos to get to what's inside, what you need. So what was the problem of the Gemara originally? The Gemara said, oh, you can't break it. And the Gemara says, oh, Migdal Shel Levanim. What do you mean? Even if it's a Migdal Shel Eitz, it's one piece. Why can't you break it? Why? We have a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Shabbos. We discussed this a few months, right, a month or two ago. What did the Mishnah say there in Parachavis? Shover Adam Asachavis, Litomi Mena Grogeris. You're allowed to break open a barrel in order to take the figs from inside the barrel. One reason is, Ein Binyan Mestira B'Kalim. Or if you remember, we discussed Rashi there in Masechta Shabbos. Remember the Rashi? Quotes, that there's no Isser of Mekalkel on Shabbos. And the Ron there says, what do you mean? Isser of Mekalkel, Isser of Drabanan. So the Ron there explained in Shabbos of Kuf Mem Vav that there's no Isser of Mekalkel where there's a Tzorach of Shabbos. You want to get to what's inside and you're doing a totally destructive act, then you can destroy the barrel to get to what's inside. So ask Tosis, what was the question of the Gemara? You're allowed to do it. So it's mutter. So why is it? Why do you consider it in a different reshus? So Tosfos answers at the beginning, the Yesh Lomar, by the 10th line of Tosfos, the Mashmalei, the Gemara assumes that we're talking about a Migdal Gadol. We're talking about a large box. Not just a little kli. A large box, a large treasure chest. The Shayach Be Binyan Vestira, where Binyan Vestira would apply. It's not just a normal kli. Diba Katan, Davi Kli, my time there was in the public. Because if it's a real kli and ain't Binyan Vestira Bekalim, it should be Mutter. And then Tosfos says, the Ode, maybe, Dibakli Nami Shayach Binyan Vestira. Maybe even by Kalim, there's Shayach Binyan Vestira. And this we discussed already a number of times, that Bali Tosfos hold that Binyan Vestira is Shayach and Kalim if you destroy or build the entire Kli. Remember Rashi, we discussed it back in Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says, no, across the board, ain't Binyan Vestira Klal. But Bali Tosfos say, and this is what we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you're creating the entire kli, if you're destroying the entire kli, it could be a problem. So then Tosfos goes along that view, and then he says, so why is it mutter in the case of the barrel? If you're saying that if you're destroying an entire kli, if you're creating an entire kli, there is Binyan Vestira, skip about 5-6 lines. V'had d'shari l'shaber achavis, muki laba beitza b'mustaki. Pirish, Chatichos, Hamadubakos, Yachad. Maybe the only time there's a heter is like it says in Gemara, Beitz in one place, Mustaki. What's a Mustaki? An inferior type of kli. A kli that was made with shards, a kli that was just glued together, that's what you're allowed to take apart. But other than that, not. So, take a step back for a minute. This is the discussion in the Rishonim. How expansive. There are Mishnayos on both sides of the issue. We have a Mishnah like our Mishnah, which seems to say, and the Gemara, that you're not allowed to break things. Maybe a Mikdash, a box of Levanim, but if it's of eight, you can't break things. And you have the Mishnah like there, Masechta Shabbos, of Shover Adam Chavis. You're allowed to break the Chavis. So what's the rule? What's the exception? So Tosfos says, Lamaskana here is a big limit on the Heter. Tosfos says, really, it's Usser. You're not allowed to break things, Lotzorach Shabbos. It's not a general heter. The only heter is, based on the Gemara Maseches, Beitza Mustaki, where you have an inferior type of kli. So the Shaila is, what's a Mustaki Bizman Hazeh? What would we consider an inferior type of kli? Number one. Number two, Rav Avadya points out in the Shuvah that he thinks Rov Rishonim assume against Tosfos. The Rambam and the Riff and many Rishonim do not quote this Chilak Lahalacha that the Gemara mentioned in the Beisa of Mustaki. And he says this in Yechav Adas, Chilak Beis, Simon Mem Beis, where he's talking about opening bottles of grape juice and tempo. Right, he's dating himself, right? Shesagar al yedei michze pach shemudak b'tzavra bakbuk. Can you open it? So he goes through all the Rishonim. He goes through Erevin Lamadalit and Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. And he quotes there, Nimsa, the end of the paragraph. Sherova poskim, v'al tzva'am harifah harambam sovrim, shegam b'kli sholeim mutter lishpare b'shabbos k'nei luthu b'namacho mashke. No, that Gemara in Shabbos is the rule. That you're allowed to break. Why there are limits like an argument Mishnah? Okay, you gotta figure out what our Mishnah is talking about. Why we would assume that it's a problem. Vikarov Lomar, and that is a classic Rav Avadya Yosef line, and I would even suggest that if the Shulchan Aruch had all the Rishonim that we have, that he probably would have also paskined like this, and wouldn't have limited it to Mustaki. Hayaposik Lahalkal Afil Shaloba Mustaki. Well, if he's there, I'm ready to be Megal. Das lenavon nakel shemutul aftoch as a bakbuk b'shabbes v'yafal pi shehu menatek. He says even if you don't want to say our kalim are mustakis, the real kalim, I think it's still mutter. V'yafal pi shehu menatek u'mafrid b'psichaso et ha-taba'al shebeshuli ha-mechseh. Even though the bottle cap separates, that's the issue. The bottle cap is becoming a kli. V'shuv lo titzlach l'me'uma. Or it's becoming a kli, or the bottom line of the bottle cap you're destroying. Now it's part of the kli and you're destroying it. There are two issues. Different types of bottle caps, metal and plastic. But, says Rav Avadya, b'kol makom, kivo shina machavin bazel, lita l'macha l'amashke, mutter, kedin shover chavis lita l'imenu grogeris. And then he says, u'be'emesh, epsichas ha-michsa, v'azar z'abakbuk, av shebeze ye'efshel l'shtamish bo. Now you could use it, eno nechshav kosek kli, hovek far nikro l'avshim kli, ol lefeyu duko. In the factory, at least by the plastic ones, the chulu, and he continues with the whole discussion of the tshuva here. In the last line, he's like, "You don't open it before Shabbos, wonderful. But if you didn't, you don't have to make yourself crazy." And this is the discussion of the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Tess, where he discusses, he quotes the Machmir and he quotes the Mekilim. Right? The whole discussion of packages, of bottles, of packages, of bags, of boxes, everything is under here. Most issues are just Bona and Soser, or Korea. Right? Those are the issues. Sometimes you have issues of Machatech, like opening up a box of tissues. If you have tissues that are in boxes, right, along the dotted lines, right, that the, but other than that, it's mostly packages, says the Shmir Shabbos. Tes Gimel. Gam kufsos v'sakiyot, asher b'der klal ein regil l'shtamish b'em shimush chozer, even if you're not going to reuse them, l'chad chila, ein l'poslim b'shabbos v'yantif, k'mikivan shekayemes efsharis l'shmar b'hen esatchula em psichasan, because you're going to keep whatever's inside in there until you finish it. V'ein l'poslim afilu em yarik esatchula miyad em psichasan, not even if you pour everything out. V'lachein, ein l'ftoach kufsat shimurim v'kufsat karton mechila mashkin, Chalav omitz, chavilot matzot, sakiyot niyar, sheskura de hadbaka, a bag of sugar, sakiyot mechomer plasti, a bag of chips, v'chulu. First paragraph. Ulam, yish mekilim, liftoch kufsos, pachiyot mashke, sakiyot, arizot, keel, shein rikin, l'shayot, shibush chozer. As long as you throw them out after you use them, they're a poskim that are meko. Do whatever you want. As long as you don't open them with a Pesach Yafe. As long as you don't open Pesach Yafe. Meaning, what are the more chomer kind of items? A can of soda. That's a more chomer song because you're making a Pesach Yafeh. Yes, you're going to throw it out afterwards, and you're a poskim that the Eber will say that it's Mekel too, but out of all the ones that are the most chomer in this whole world of opening packages, the ones that have a Pesach Yafeh. If there's a spout, the old-fashioned milk cartons, or orange juice cartons, where one is going to have a spout, a can. But the other ones, as long as I'm going to destroy it. So, yesh, there are poskim that are mekel. Again, long footnotes here. And again, the many poskim would say, if you destroy the item and don't make it a kli, you make it not usable, so then it will be okay. So, for example, if you open up a tuna fish can, you put a hole in the bottom of it before you open it from the top. Hold it over the sink, poke a hole in the bottom of it with the other part of the can opener, and then open it normally. So you're not going to use, that's not a kli ever. Because when you open it, it already has a hole in the bottom of it. Or if I open up a bag of chips and I cut it down the side a little bit also without cutting any words, because mochi can still be a problem. But if I'm just the issue of bona and soser and korea, so if I destroy it, so I can't use it anymore. Or a cereal box, as we mentioned that a couple of days ago, the cereal boxes in terms of not again, if I open it normally, is there a makom lahakka but the avid to throw it out afterwards? If Shlomo Zalman says yes. But, l'chadchila, not to open it in a beautiful way that's going to be usable. So open it a little bit from the side, take out the bag and throw it out. Either way, these are all discussions here, but it all starts from this Tosfos. This Tosfos that appears a couple of places. In Shabbos and in Erevin Lamadalad, right here. Again, the long footnotes here in the Shmir Shabbos. Feel free to do more research. Okay.
Two questions. Yeah. If you open a bag of chips and you put it out, you know, we'll see if it's coming over, you put it out and you keep the bag, because if they leave any over,
If I open a bag of chips and I pour it out and I want to put the bag chips back into the bag afterwards, so I would say lechadchila there to rip the bag that it cannot be reused and take out a plastic bag, put the chips back in a plastic bag, dump the whole thing out. B'di'evit, if you didn't do that, yesh makom lahakel. Meaning there are poskim that say because first of all it's such a flimsy bag. Oh, they have to know how flimsy the item is. A box is a more serious issue than a bag. A bag, oh yeah, that's a kli. It's like you kids. So yesh makom, the poskim that would say that you can open it, you can throw it out afterwards, that's not called anything. But if you want to include some more poskim, so then you would say that open it and, you know, try, don't reuse it. Or even pour everything out. Some poskim would say pour everything out into a different bag if you have the previous bag of chips. So then that's, use that one, the one that was there from before Shabbos, you know, switch it into that one. Okay. But that is the discussion. Yeah.
Second question. I don't know, maybe the Gemara will get to it afterwards, but at least according to Rashi, it seems that the problem here is with the closet that you have two Rishuyos, but aren't they both?
What it means Rishuyos here, when the Gemara says two Rishuyos, it doesn't mean Rishuyos of halachic Rishuyos. It just means you can't get there. It's using that lashon of in a more flexible way, right? You're in one rishus, this is in the other rishus, you can't get there. That's all it means, because it's locked up. Okay, so the Gemara says, even though we're about to limit it to Yantif, but you'll see the Rishonim deal with this, with Shabbos and Yantif as well, as we just saw. Tosfos was not Mechalik. So, where we are up to. What did we just say? We're going according to Rabbi Meir. That's what the Mishnah is assuming. I've Yomar of Nachman Bar Ada Amar Shmuel Ba'avira Delivni. But didn't we say that we were mokim, that case in Beitza, about the Rebbe Meir's heter. It's a case where the bricks aren't even, they're not even cemented in. They're just sitting on top of each other, and that's why you're allowed to destroy it. So the Gemara says, Achanam Me'avir Delivni. Okay, that's how you can be mokim our Mishnah. And that's why there wouldn't be an Isser to break it, and that's why it's considered the Eruv in your Rishus. The Amar Rabbi Zeira, B'yantav Amar Avalo B'Shabbos, but didn't Rabbi Zeira say, it's only about Yantav and not on Shabbos, where Yantav has more flexibilities. Yantav, Heter Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to do certain Malachos in order to cook with, so maybe getting what's inside here would be an extension of that, but not on Shabbos. Zachanam B'yantav, okay, you could say our Mishnah is also talking about Yantav, which is somewhat unusual. Right? And here in Maseches Erevin, we're talking all about Shabbos, but maybe you could say it's about Yantiv too. Ihachi, one more line before we get to the second shot of what our Mishnah is talking about. Ihachi, hainu diktani Allah, is this what we learned in the Tosefta talking about our Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar Omer, in Be'ir Avad, if you lost the key in the city, in Be'ir Avad, so then Eruv o Eruv, then you can assume the Eruv is an Eruv. Why? Because if you find it, you'd be able to bring it. Let's say you lost it in the street. You'd be able to bring it, not in the street, it was just a Rabbi Mamish, but there are Gagos, there are Chatzeros, there are Karpifos. There wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa to bring the Mafteach back from where you find it. But if you lost it out in the field, in the middle of nowhere, which is a Rabbim, you wouldn't be able to bring it back. That was the comment that the Tosefta has about our Mishnah, that there's a chilek between Shabbos and Yantif regarding Hotza'ah. But v'yibi Yantif, but if now we're being mokim the Mishnah, talking about a case of Yantif, Mali Ir Mali Sada, there shouldn't be a difference. Because what's the issue of Hotza'ah? There is no Hotza'ah on Yantif. So how can you say our Mishnah is limited to Yantif? So the Gemara says, Chisurim Echzer V'Achitani. The Tosefta is missing words. There must be a couple of lines in the Tosefta that are lacking. V'Achitani, this is how we're supposed to understand the Tosefta, which again is talking about our Mishnah. V'Achitani, Nostu B'Migdol, V'No'al B'Fanav, V'Avad HaMafteach, Hareze Erev. If I closed it up and I lost the key, it's a good Erev, like our Mishnah said. B'Med V'Ramamurim B'Yantif. Now, we're basically fitting in the Tosefta to our Mishnah. That only applies on Yantiv, it's a good Erev. Aval b'Shabbos, ein Eruva Erev. But on Shabbos, it would not be a good Erev. Nimsa ha-Mafteach, if the Mafteach was found, Rashi, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, bein b'ir, bein b'sada, ein Eruva Erev. Why? It's not a good Erev, according to the Tanakama in the Tosefta. Why? Because Rashi explains the Tanakama here does not hold like that Reb Shimon that we've spoken quoted many times, that Gagos, Chatzeros, Karpifos are all the same Rishus. It doesn't hold to that, and therefore it's going to be a problem to, even if you found it. You can't do anything with it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, which is the sheet that we quoted before, no, it depends. Be'ir Eruvo Eruv. In the ear, Eruvo would be a good Eruv. What's the Chiddush? Important line in Tosfos. Benimsa, in the little Tosfos, Benimsa b'Shabbos, afal pisha haya avid bein ashmashos. Even though it's avid bein ashmashos, if you found it on Shabbos, it would be okay. Why? Rishonim explained, the Tosfos Rosh explains, because, like we said, it's a good probability you're going to find it. So it's not totally muksa midaitcha at bein ashmashos. You assume you're going to find it at some point during Shabbos. So the crucial moment of Benashmashos, it's not considered totally out of your Rishus. Basada ein Eruva Erev. Back to the Gemara, but Basada, it is not a good Erev. Why? Be'ir Eruva Erev Kirebi Shimon. To Amar Echad Gagos, Echad Chazez, Echad Karpifos, Rishus Achas Ein Lekinim Shashavsu Besochan, as we've had before. Basada ein Eruva Erev Kirabanan. But Basada ein Eruva Erev Kirabanan, because that would not be able to be taken. So that's how we fit in the Tosefta into the Mishnah, keeping the chiluk according to Rabbi Eliezer between Shabbos and Yantif.
According to Tosefta, do you actually have to find the key before you can use the Erev?
Yeah, according to Tosefta, you have to find the key before you use the Erev. Are you allowed to break it? According to the Tanakama, you're allowed to break it, so you know you don't have to find the key. According to Rabbi Lazar, you'd have to find the key because there's
Before
you could use it. Could you use it even before you find it? You probably can. Probably can, because the whole assumption is that you don't have to eat it. Right? We're going to get to Ben a little bit later. Is there the minhag of eating the Erev after Ben Ashmashos? But according to Tos is if you find the Veshav, even though it was of Ben Ashmashos is the key time to determine whether it's good or not. That's the key time. It's not holding abeyance. So here, the assumption is you're going to find it, so it's considered now that it's in the same rishus. That's what I assume. Okay, that is all approach number one to the Mishnah. Yeah, we got a little sidetracked with the Tosefta, but approach number one of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is a case of Levanim, Avira Delivni, and the Machlokas is about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, whether you're allowed to break it or not. There was a side point I didn't mention, but Rashi brings it up in the earlier part of the Gemara, relating to breaking the all of these items. Is there an issue of Muksa? Fine, the issue of possibly breaking it, not breaking it, but are these, you're allowed to break it in order to get to what's inside? Rashi says, like in the fifth line or so in the Gemara, it's not asa mishum muksa, but lo mitzah mishum muksa. Why? Stomach Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, less than muksa. Remember we discussed, Rabbi Shimon holds of less muksas. What muksa is it here? So Rabbi Shimon would say, the Gemara is going to go to Rabbi Shimon that doesn't hold of major muksa issues. That's what Rashi says. Tosa says there's no issue of muksa because it's only an issur d'rabbanan that would potentially be here in terms of breaking it, and that wouldn't create a muksa issue. That's what Tosfos' line is on the last skinny line of Tosfos. Lo chashe muksa hoav lo avi muksa el mishum psicha tavi derabanan demuki ba'ara delivni, and that wouldn't be called muksa. Then he has another line that is not inherently muksa; it's just an isser that is rachiv on it, that is on it. That's just a side issue that we didn't get into, but just keep that in mind. That's another issue that the Rishonim discussed, not just the act of breaking it, whether that's going to be mutter or not, but also the issue of muksa that comes up with the materials. Sorry? Is it bitul kli mehechano in terms of what? You're trying to get to, now it's a kli and you're breaking it and you're being mutter kli mehechano?
Even more than that, because but again, it's obviously something that you use the maftiach.
Same, but I don't know if it's bitul kli mehechano, because you could just reuse it afterwards. You're taking apart the bricks and you put the bricks back together. I don't know if it's bitul kli mehechano right now. I'm not sure. Okay. Weiter. We also quoted about the Klimi Chara Dafka in cases of buses. Those were cases that we had back in Masechta Shabbos. You're putting the bowl underneath the chickens. Good. Next point. Rabba Rav Yosef. Approach number two. How to understand our Mishnah. Rabba Rav Yosef, Damer Shavayu, Hacha Migdal Shalait, Askina. No. We're talking about a Migdal Shalait. It's a one piece Kli. It's a one piece Kli. You don't have to come up with it. It's Dafka, case of bricks. It's a one piece Kli. Demar Savar Klihu Ve'ein Binyan Bekalim Ein Sira Bekalim. The issue is our old Beishamai Beisilel issue. Right? The Tanakama holds this Ein Binyan Vestira Bekalim, and therefore there's no problem to break it and get into it. Omar Savar Oelhu. And the other opinion says, no, it's so large that we don't treat it as a Kli, where we would say Ein Binyan Vestira Bekalim, but we would treat it as an Ohel. Ube plukta tahani tanoi, and the machlokas would be similar to the following machlokas tanoim in Meseches Zavin. What does the Mishnah say? Ditznan, this week's parsha, parsha's Metzora. Ditznan, hikish al gabi shido tevu migdal. We know that a zav is matami somebody by something, by touching it, by carrying it, by sitting on it, right, as we spoke about a couple of days ago, but also by being mesit, moving it. That also is a special by Tumazov. So what happens if he's hikish? If he takes a stick, Rashi explains, it's not that he touched it, because then it would be Tumim Shemaga. Let's say he used a flat wooden stick, which is not Makabal Tumah, and he uses that to hit a kli with. If a Zav takes a ruler and hits a kli with it, hikish agabi shidu tevo migdal, temeyin. The Tanakama says Tumay. Why? Because that's called Heset. That's called Heset. Rabbi Shimon Mitarin, no, it's Tahar. That's not called Heset. What's the machlokas about? My lab haka mifligi. Mar savar klihu, mar savar oelhu. A zav can only be mitame a kli by moving it, not by an ohel by moving it. Isn't that correct? Tumas Heset only applies by kelim and not by ohel. So, says the Gemara, isn't this gufa the arsei machlokas? In our Mishnah, again, the suggestion of Rabbi and Rav Yosef is, the machlokas in our Mishnah is about whether you treat it as an ohel or a kli, just like over there. Samara says, no, Amar Abai Vatizbra. Is what you're saying logical? No. The issue there isn't ohel versus kli. I'll tell you why in both directions. Vahatanya, ohel v'nisat. If you have a real ohel and the zav moves it, tameh, it's tameh anyway. So you see, it's all about literally moving it or not. Not about definitions of ohel or kli. Kli v'eino nisat tar. If he touches a kli and does not move it, it's tar. So don't tell me the equation of ohel is always okay and not mitameh, and a kli is always mitameh. No, that can't be what they're arguing about. And also viktani seifa v'imhayu nisotet tameyim, and the seifa of that or the tosefta it says on the side relating to that mishnah says v'imhayu nisotet if they were moved tameyim zeachlal. And the rule is nisan machmas kocho tame. If it's moved based on the koach of the zav, he took a stick and moved it, it's tame. Machmas ra'ada. What's machmas ra'ada? What if his zav jumps on the ground right next to the item, and that causes the ground to shake and the item moves? So that's tar. Tar, question mark. So you see, this machlokas is not about whether you consider something a clear and ohel. Because the whole issue by zav is just lamaisa. Does it move because of him directly, or does it not move? So El Amar Abaya, let me explain what that machlokas is about. Right? It's not a parallel for our Mishnah, for your understanding, Rabbi and Rav Yosef. El Amar Abaya, Dekuli Alma Hezem Achmas Kocho Tameh. Everybody agrees that if something moves because of a Zav, it's Tameh, directly. Meaning if a Zav pushes something with gloves or with a stick, right? See Rashi on the fourth line on top? Kugon Shalhe Lovush Base Yad. He's wearing a glove. Wearing a glove. So interesting in halacha, sometimes gloves are create a hefsek, and sometimes gloves do not create a hefsek. What if I shake a lulav with gloves on? Right? Is that a chil? Is that a chatitza? What if I go to sleep with gloves on? Do I have to do netilas yadayim in the morning? Gloves are come up in halacha in various times. So he says either you were in gloves or you touched it with a piece of wood. So Abaya says if I moved it directly, then if the zav is matamayit, machmas ra'ada tar. If I hit the ground next to it and then it moves, it's for sure tahar. V'hacha, what are we talking about? Why is that tahar? If I jump on the ground next to it and it moves, Rashi says that's koach kocho. That's too far removed. Right? We have this discussion of kocho versus koach kocho. We have it all over. We have it in Maseches Chulin about Netilas Yadayim. Right? We have it by Shechita. We have it by Ritzicha and Nezikin in Maseches Sanhedrin. All the discussions, direct actions, indirect actions, grumma actions. So this is all, it comes up over here by Zav also. The Hachas, what's the Machlokas here in the Mishnah? The Ra'ada Machmas Kocho Askinan. What happens if it's Ra'ada Machmas Kocho? What does that mean? The Zav pushes it, but it doesn't move. So it moves in its place, but it doesn't go to the next place. So it shakes in its place. So is that good enough to be considered Nisat Machmas HaZav? Ubahaka Miflagi, Demar Savar Havei Hesed, Demar Savar Lo Havei Hesed. So, Abaya says, or the Gemara says to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, you don't have a precedent that there's a machlokas tanoim about considering items kalim or ohel. That's not the machlokas in the Mishnah, right? This machlokas by Zavin is about a totally different item. What's the lumdus of that machlokas? Whether it's tumas hesed if you shake it without moving it, what's the machayiv of tumas hesed? Is it about the totsa'ah of getting an item to a new spot? Or is it the Maisa Hazaza? That's what the lambda seems to be. Is it the Maisa of shaking it? Right? Or do you say no? It's about the result of getting it somewhere else. And that's the machlokas here, whether shaking it in its place would be okay. So now the Gemara says, Uba Masisan, B'may Mukminama. So let's go back to our Mishnah. So what's the machlokas about? Abaya, you just knocked out, right? The suggestion of Rabban of Yosef that we're talking about a Migdal Shel Eitz. Is there any other way to say that our mission is about a Migdal Shel Eitz, not having to say the first approach? So the Gemara says yes. Abaya Brava Dami Shravayu B'min Ol V'Kata B'Misna Askinan. We're talking about a case of you have a lock on the treasure on the box, and it's tied up with a rope. And you have to get a knife to cut the rope in order to open it. So, the issue in our Mishnah is a machlokas about muksa. Tanakama savar lakreb yosi. Our Tanakama who says it is mutter, it's hareza eir, falls like Reb Yossi, to amar, what Reb Yossi say? Kol hakelim nitalim b'shabes, chutz min amasar kol b'yassi shamachresha. That's what we hold. All kalim can be moved on Shabbos except for these fancy types of kalim, which are muksa machmas chesra and kis. And that's the Tanakama. You could take a knife and cut the rope. Rabbi Eliezer Savalak, Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah was the most machmir by Hilchas Muksa. De Amar, Afilu Talis, Afilu Tarvad, even a garment, even a spoon, a nitalon el tzorach tashmishan. You're only allowed to use them for the tzorach tashmishan, and this knife is not usually used to cut rope. Right, it's used for other things, and therefore, it would be muksa, and that's why this erev would be considered off limits. Because at root, it's a muksa machlokas. Right? So far, what it would suggest is we had in the Gemara. What's the machlokas about in our Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rebbe Lazar? Either it's an issue of mekalkel on Shabbos or Yontif. Right? That was suggestion number one. Suggestion number two, whether maybe it's a machlokas about how you define this bit of like an OL or a Kli. We rejected that suggestion. And then the third suggestion was maybe it's a machlokas about muksa. That's the real root of the machlokas here between the Tanakama and Rebbe Lazar. The third suggestion is following the second one that is talking about a migdal shel eitz, but what the machlokas is about is discussed differently. It's a machlokas about muksa. Okay, says the next Mishnah.
This Mishnah would not be according to Rebbe, who says that if it's
allowing to do an isa derabba. Right. So the question is, what about according to Rebbe? Kol davar shalos mishum shvus, you're allowed to do banish brachos. So we already said in the previous Mishnah, it's not everything has to be according to Rebbe. Right? We said Reisha and the Seifa according to Rebbe. And here too, would Rebbe say, we mentioned already, would Rebbe say by all Durabanans, you're allowed of, right? We said it's very limited. Letzorach mitzvah, but we also mentioned that there are some chumras. We mentioned poskim say if it's malach shenesuich legufa, that's a very chumor iser Durabanan. So maybe Rebbe wouldn't allow those. So what about muksa? Muksa is ein lo ikir min haTorah, but muksa is a serious Durabanan. The Gemara in Masechet, the beginning of Masechet Beisa, compares it to, right, Divrei Sofrim. It's based on Psukim, possibly. It's not really based on Psukim, but they compared it. It's a Chum or Durabanan. So you can't compare, you know, every Durabanan to each other. So you're right, though, that if it's a Durabanan issue, what would Rebbe say? Okay, says the next Mishnah. Nisgalgel chutz l'tchum. What if the Erev rolled out of the Tchum? I put it right at the edge of 2,000 Amos, and then it rolled out of the 2,000 Amos. Nafal alav gal o nisraf, or a huge building fell on top of it, and I would have to do a malacha to uncover it. O nisraf, or is burned up. Right, all these cases, it's not around, possibly. I will see when. Truma v'nimeis, or it's truma and it became tame. What can I do with truma tame on Shabbos or Yontif? Nothing. Right, on a weekday, you're allowed to burn it and get some pleasure. Hanah shel kilui. But you're on Shabbat, you're not allowed to do anything to it. So mi bod yom, if all of these items happen, these actions happened, these events happened before Shabbos, then ain't no erev, then you're stuck. Because we mentioned, the key time, the key moment is Benash Mashas. So if it got destroyed, or removed, unable to get to before Shabbos, then it's not a good erev. Mishach hasheicha hareza erev. From when it gets dark, hareza erev, if it happened after Shabbos started, it's okay, because the only crucial moment is at when Benash Mashas started. At Benash Mashas. But if afterwards, it is okay. Period. What if I foresee, what's the halacha, interesting halacha, if I foresee that it's not going to be good enough for the whole Shabbos? If I want to put an erev down, but I know something's going to happen to it. How do I know something's going to happen to it? Amazing case. Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. Erev Shechalias B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach L'Shabbos. Mostly Shabbos is the Seder. So let's say you want to put an Erev down that Shabbos. So Friday is fine. It's not Erev Pesach yet. Erev Pesach is the next is Shabbos. So I put an Erev down. What do I use? I use matzah. Matzah is going to be also tomorrow afternoon. Do I use challah? Challah is going to be also tomorrow afternoon. So what do I use? I'm stuck. What should I do? Right, so do you say, so most poskim, it's a machlokas achronim, whether you care about that tomorrow afternoon is going to become usher. Right, what do we just say in our Mishnah? Even if it gets destroyed right after Banish Mashas, it's okay. But maybe that's only because it could have been there the whole Banish Mashas. Maybe if I foresee that it's not going to be good at a certain time, it's going to be usher to me, then I can't use it. So what do you do in this case? So most poskim seem to say use matzah. Because the Isser of eating chametz is an Isser daraisa already from Chatzos on Erev Pesach. The Isser of eating matzah, it's the Rabbanan. Right? Called Kabbalah Rusasa Beis Chamav, you're chopping the gun. You're allowed to give Ketanim matzah on Erev Pesach. You're not allowed to give them chametz. You're allowed to give them matzah. Right? So it's like Yom Kippur. It's like Yom Kippur. Does it have to be bread or matzah? What about other food? Right? We usually use enough for a meal. We're going to get to exactly what the shiurim are. Enough bread for two meals for each person, we'll get to. But either way, that is an interesting discussion that the Achronim have. Okay, this is all, though, pre or post Benash Mashas. What about, continues the Mishnah, Im Safek? You come there after Shabbos and you're not sure. You're not sure whether it got destroyed or rolled out of the Tchum before Shabbos or after Shabbos started. So, Hareza, Rabbi Yehuda Omrim, Hareza Chamar Gamal. This is a donkey camel. What's a donkey camel? Imagine you're leading, you have two animals, right, and the donkey is ahead of you and the camel's behind you. So the donkey's pulling you in one direction and the camel is pulling you in the other direction. That camel doesn't want to go. Basically, you're stuck. You're stuck. What does that mean? Chamar gamal? You have to be machmer on both sides. You have to assume on the one end that it was set and assume on the one end that it wasn't set. Meaning, you're only allowed to carry between where you are now and where your Erev is. So, mimanavshach, that's okay. If the Erev was set, then you're allowed to go there and beyond. But if the Erev wasn't set, if the Erev was set, you can't go at all in the other direction. So the only area that you have is in between where you are and the Erev is. That's what Chamar Gamal is. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, no. Safik Erev Kasher. Safik Erev is Kasher. That's the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin Sofek Erev Kasher, Lakula, only if you know the Erev was originally set, and the question is, when did something happen to it? But if you have a Shail, if you have a Sofek in the original, you don't know if the guy said it properly, so then it's Sofek Lachomra. So in this case, probably, you know it was set, and then something happened to it. You just don't know. Right, when the item occurred, right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shin Sadi Dalet. Safik Erev Kagon, Safik im haya kayim ben hashmash esim lav mutter. We paskin mutter. Vehu she haya lo cheskas kashrus, kon she inichu sham v'ir bo safik, aval ama lo haya lo cheskas kashrus, kagon, Safik im hunach sham im lav lo, then you are machmir. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues, once it's open, v'tzarach sheyehe erev ben hashmashes b'makam sheroi litzlo. That's to be where I can take it. Hilkacham nafalo gal v'niyachal litzlo, usser. V'he erev eno tzarach lios kayem rak ben hashmashes. V'yuchal la'ochlo kishavadei chashecha. You could eat it for the first Uda that night. V'yesh liftsoa, but the Ramah adds, but the minog is, v'yesh liftsoa alav b'shachris b'shabbos. Use it Shabbos morning, your Erev. Your Erev Tchum, that's what it's talking about. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, you shouldn't use it Friday night because maybe you're too early. You know, don't mess around. Maybe you're going to eat it too early, it's still going to be Ben Hashmashas. Number one. Number two, why use it at all? That's the principle of the Maharil, that once you do a mitzvah with one item, do another mitzvah with it. That's why we burn our lulavim with the chametz, and that's why we take strings of tzitzis and hopefully use them for bookmarks. That's the principle. Whenever you use a chefsa for one mitzvah, you use it for another mitzvah. Right? That's what applies in various places. But the minhag is you eat it by the meal. What about, so the minhag to eat various erevin. Erev chatzeros also could be eaten maker adin. But most possibly, you don't want to have your own erev chatzeros every week. You want to use it for a year. That's why we keep it. What about erev tafshilin, the third type of erev, which is not discussed in Maseches Shabbos erevin. That's a beitza topic. So there, the minhag is to eat it by shal shudas. That's the minhag. There, you cannot eat it until it's Shabbos. You can't eat it until Shabbos because the whole issue is being ma'ariv. So the minhag is to eat it. If you don't eat it, it's also okay. But that is the minhag based on this maharil.
Even after you eat it, you can still take advantage.
Even after you eat it, yeah. Yes, you can take advantage even if you eat it. Ben Hashmashes is the key time.
So what was the whole question with the Erev Shabbos? Pesach coming out on Erev Shabbos then?
The problem of Pesach coming on Erev Shabbos was that you could foresee that you're able to eat it because theoretically this is roi for the whole day. Here, it's going to become Ne'esar. You have to at least have the potential at Bein HaShmashas for it to be here the whole day. That's the issue. Vayter. So we have a machlokas in the Mishnah. What do you do in a case of Safek? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Av Tulmis, Heyed Mishim Chamisha, Zakeno, Al Safek, Erev Shekasher. Good. Nisgal gal chutz l'tchum. The Mishnah said if it rolls out, Amar Rava, Lo Shon El Shon Nisgal gal chutz l'arba amos. When is it a problem? If it's only outside of 2004 amos. Aval toch talan amos, Hanosin Eruvo Yishlo talan amos. Wherever you are 4 amos. So if you go to the edge of your tchum, which you're allowed to go to, so really tchum is 2004. It's not 2000. So that's why, really, if it's still within 2004, then it's still okay. Nafal olav gavachulu, kasalka daitach, the havamina is, di'ibai mati shakalei. We have a havamina that if the gal falls on it, you still have to take it out, and the only issue is a muksa issue, lema masisan, so it's beferish, like what you just said before. But if it's a muksa issue, lema masisan deloka rebi, then maybe our mission is against rebi, di'ika rebi ha'amar dechadar shumishim shuas afit lo gazor la ben hashmashos. So maybe wouldn't Rebbe say it's mutter if it's only a muksa issue? The Gemara said, no, I feel it's a muksa Rebbe. Maybe Rebbe would even agree. And the problem here is not just a muksa issue, but a malacha issue. Lo tzricha de boy mara v'chatzina. Right, you're going to have to bring digging instruments, meaning there's going to be a malacha of choresh going on. There's going to be other malachas here. Ask the Rashba, isn't it a malacha shen tzricha legufa? Right? You're not digging to make a hole. You're not digging you want the dirt. You're digging just to get to what's underneath. So, says the Rashba, maybe it's in your property, so it's a psik resha denichale. But other poskim say, no, maybe mesha malacha shen tzricha legufa is chomer, and Rebbe wouldn't agree there. Rebbe would say that that's chamor. Vitzrichi, and you need all these cases of the Mishnah. Ditan is nisgalgel, if you only had the case of nisgalgel that are rolled outside the tchum, mishum lesa de lesa gabe, because it's not near you. Now, not in the Rishus. I will not love gal, but if a gal fell on it, deisa gabe, it's here, emaleve erev. Maybe it would be mekel there. Ditan and nafal alav gal, and if you only had that case, mishum de michsi. It's only because it's not here, you don't see it. Avon is galgels in mendazi zigo maisile. But Nisgalgal, maybe the wind will roll it back at some point. Ema levi eriv tsricha. That's where there's a chiddush by each one. Period. Oh, Nisraf, truma v'nitmeis. If the truma gets burned, it becomes tamei. Lamali, what do you need that case for? Tana Nisraf, lo diecha kochad Reb Yossi. It says Nisraf, the tishvi, the chiddush of Reb Yossi. That even though it's not here, still, suffik is mutter. Tana, truma v'nitmeis, lo diecha kochad Reb Meir. Truma v'nitmeis is to tell you the Chiddush Rebbe Meir, even though it is here, and even though maybe it has, Rashi explains, a cheskas tara, doesn't matter, we're machmir. No, we're machmir. Why are we machmir? Because there is a cheskas, the Chazon Ish says, the cheskas tchum of the bias, which is not extended. So there are different chazakas involved. Period. Okay, next section. V'sava Rebbe Meir sveika l'chumra. Does Rebbe Meir say, like in our Mishnah, if you have a suffix about the Erev, you're not sure when it took place, before or after Shabbos, you would be machmir vatznan. But we learned in the Mishnah in Mikvos. Many cases of sveikus and chazakus come from Mikvos. A lot of lumdus in Mikvos. Vatznan. Tami sheyara litbol. If a tami person goes down to the mikvah, suffix taval, suffix lo taval, and it's a suffix whether he was toval or not. How do you have a suffix whether you're toval or not? He had a chatzitza. He's not sure when it was there or not. He's not sure if the mikvah had arbaim sa'ah. He went. The Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnah is there in Mikvos say, the issue is not that he wasn't sure, Safik Yarad, Safik Lo Yarad. Because that's why it says, Yarad, Safik Tava, Safik Lo Tava. If it's Safik Yarad, then it's like our case of Erev Chumen, Safik Hiniach, Safik Lo Hiniach. No, you gotta be in the Parsha. So you went down to the Mikvah and you have some other type of Safik. V'yafilu Tava, Safik Tava, Baram Sa, Safik Lo Tava, Baram Sa. Yeah, that Safik. V'chein Shnei Mikvos. You have two Mikvahs. Ba'achas Yish Baram Sa, U'ba'achas Ein Baram Sa, V'tava, Ba'achas Mehen. V'ein Yodeh Be'ezameyan Taval. You're not sure which one. In all these cases, Sveiko Tamei. Ba'medra Mamurim. When do we say Sveiko Tamei there? This is still in that Mishnah. B'tumach Amura only by Tumas Doraisa. If a person was tame from an avatuma daraisa, so then we say sveika lachumra. Avo betuma kala, but by a tuma drabanon, kigon. Like, all these examples we learned about back in the first paragraph of Masechah Shabbos, the Yud Ches Dvarim. Kigon sha'achal ochlin tamein, vishasa mashkin tamein, somebody eats or drinks tamei food, vahaba rosha veruba b'mayim she'uvin, or somebody has most of his body go into drawn water. Oh, and we discussed there in Shabbos what the reasons are for each one of these gzeiras. Osha nafla rosha veruba shlosha lukin b'mayim she'uvin, or people had three she'uvin of go on him, meaning the shower. Remember, that was because people thought the shower, people went to the shower after the mikvah, they thought that the shower was being matar them. In all these cases where a person becomes tami d'rabanan, the yarad litbo, safik tavel, safik lo tavel, v'yafil tavel, safik tavel, barbam sa'ah. Savig lo tava barbam sa'ah, v'cheshne mikvos, in all these cases again, bi'achas yish barbam sa'ah, v'achas ein barbam sa'ah, v'tava b'achas mehen, v'ein yodea beiz mehen taval, sveiko tar. And stama is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi matama even here, but Stephen Rabbi Meir. Our mission is about a Durabanan context, right? Tchumin Durabanan. And Rabbi Meir is Machmir by the Safek. And here in Mikvos, by a Durabanan context, he is Mako. Answer, Ksav Rabbi Meir, Tchumin Daraisa Ninhu. Rabbi Meir holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Daraisa. How do we know his Rebbe is Rabbi Akiva? We had the Gemara earlier, remember? Rabbi Meir learned by Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. He went to Rabbi Akiva, he couldn't understand the word he was saying. He went to Rabbi Shmuel, he learned. Then we went back to Rabbi Akiva. Right, about the kankantom and the dio. Well, we had the Gemara earlier. That's the Gemara in Shas that tells me Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both. Right, the Inyana Dioma, Inyana Svira. Meir was one of the Talmidim Shebedarom that Rabbi Kiva started again with. One of the five Talmidim, says the Gemara in Misachas Yevamos. Right, today? Oh, see, yesterday was the first day that Svira, according to everybody. Right? So Yonah Dioma, right? But you know, the first Svira, the last Svira, it's Svira according to everybody. Right now, that's what we're in. So, that's the Svira connection today. Okay? So Rameir holds, Tchumen is Daraisa, and that's why he's Machmir in our Mishnah. Rashi quotes three words, Sveka Daraisa Lachumra. Sveka Daraisa Lachumra. Hopefully, let's finish for a minute. Oh, I'm not sure if we're gonna have time, but we'll see. Let's continue for a minute. Vesav Rabbi Meir Tchumen Daraisa. Rameir really holds Tchumen is Daraisa. Vihatzna, we learned in the Mishnah later on. When you're trying to measure a Tchum, you don't take slopes into account. Let's say you have a big hole or a big mountain. You try to figure out a way to, you have a rope, and you go straight over the hole, over the mountain, you hold it up. You don't take the slope into account. What is, and you use a 50 amma rope. I think that's the measurement that you always use. So the Mishnah there says, im ein yachol lahavlio, if you can't figure out a way to measure it because it's too big of a ditch, too big of a mountain, Bizu Amarabi Dustai Mishbaryana Mishum Rabbi Meir Shamati Makajan Baharin. You're allowed to figure out a way based on the slope to literally make holes in the mountain. You do some type of mathematical formula that you're makel and you don't use the slope. But Visagadai the Tchumin Daraisa me Makajan. But if you hold Tchumin Daraisa, do you really hold of that kula that you could be makad there? The Amar of Nachman Amar of Bravua ain makajin. You don't use this kula of measuring lo ba ari miklat, not for ari miklat. When you're measuring out the tchum outside the ari miklat, which is also protective, velo ba egla arufa. When you're measuring to the nearest city, mipnei shein shel Torah. So you see, makajin is only used by a darabana, not by a daraisa. So the lokasha hadidei hadarabe. Some Rabbi Meir is one time is saying his own shita, one time he's saying his Rabbi's dekanami, diktani, and it proved because in that over there it says bezuam Rabbi Dusai Mariana Mishum Rabbi Meir shamati shemakajim baharim shlamina. Rabbi Meir is just quoting that I heard. He's not saying he holds of that. He himself would say you don't or you're not makader because he holds that tchumen is daraisa. But this is his shita machlokas daraisa derabanan. Okay, so we're going to stop there by Verami. But one ha'ara, there is a discussion in the Achronim, fascinating discussion. Sveka daraisa lachumra. That's what we just said. So a famous machlokas, whether that is a din daraisa itself or a derabanan, machlokas Raman Rashba. But lundis wise, why are we machmir by daraisa, suffik daraisa? Is it because we are really machria lachumra? We've decided lachumra? Or do we say no? We kind of plead the fifth. We don't know what to do. So it remains a suffix, and that's why we have to be machmir. Right? Which do you say? So, and that's, again, a fascinating two ways of looking at it with nafkaminas. There are some cases, Rav Sol, if you want to look at the discussion of this in Shiuri Harav, or Salvechik Sefer on Hilcha Shechita, in Siman Laman Gimel, so they discuss this. Sometimes you have a suffix daraisa that turns into a suffix derabanan. Or the a ramification. You could have something that turns into a suffix derabanan. So, could you be mako by that derabanan? So he explains, again, without going to the lumbis, well, it depends why you're machmir by the suffik daraisa in the first place. Was it a decision to be machmir, and now it's betoras vadai? Or no, we just didn't know what to do. So we just threw up our hands. But once it turns into a derabanan, then maybe you'd be mako. Or, in the footnotes he quotes, you have the same thing by mitzvahs. Suffik daraisa l'chumras, so you have to bench, you have to do the mitzvah again. I'm not sure if I wore tefillin today, so I have to wear tefillin again. So, why do I have to wear tefillin again? Is it because betoras vadai? Now we decide you have a chiyav vade to wear tefillin because you weren't sure whether you did it. Or we don't know what to do, so just cover yourself and do it again. Nafkamina, will there be a nafkamina? Do you make a bracha? Make a bracha when you put on tefillin again? Machlokas, Ramam Rivet. Right? Machlokas, in certain cases. By an androgynous. If you do a meal of an androgynous, which is a suffik ish, suffik isha, do you make a bracha there? Machlokas, Ramam Rivet. So he suggests, if you say that it's a betoras vadai, so that then you make a bracha. Mashenkin, if it's betorah suffik. What happens if I don't remember if I benched yet or not? I'm sorry, I don't remember if I benched. So I have to bench again. Excuse me, so it's a suffik daraisa. Can I be mosi somebody else? in benching? So if I'm only benching because it's suffik daraisa, so the rabbanan said, we don't know what, the Torah says, we don't know what you do, so, you know, you just gotta cover yourself, then you can't be mosi somebody else. Because you only have a chiyah betorah suffik. But if it's a chiyah betorah svadai, suffik daraisa lechumra betorah svadai, then you can even be mosi somebody else. Again, there are a number of fascinating nafkaminas here in this regard. Maybe we'll have a shiur on it next week, but we'll see. Anyway, we'll stop here. Okay, everybody, have a good Shabbos, and Hashem will pick up with the next stop next time. Okay.